Western officials overseeing the reconstruction of Afghanistan agree that the greatest security threat to the country's progress remains its feuding warlords. The situation is especially tense in eastern Afghanistan, where rival tribes clashed last month and left 60 people dead. But as NPR's John Burnett reports, some of their soldiers are weary of warfare.
In late January, the longtime warlord Pacha Khan sent hundreds of his troops from the city of Khost to seize the governor's office in nearby Gardez. He claimed the position was rightfully his. But the local militia in Gardez, fearing Pacha Khan was coming to loot the town, fought back fiercely. The two-day battle between the rival Pashtun tribes was the worst factional fighting since the interim government of Hamid Karzai was sworn in on December 22nd. And it drove home the urgent need to disarm what one worried U.S. official calls Afghanistan's multiple armies. Today, all traffic heading into Khost, located about 100 miles southeast of Kabul, is stopped and searched by Pacha Khan's troops. "Do you have any weapons?" barks a gunman, and then he waves a vehicle through. The garrison headquarters is heavily guarded by bearded men who've decorated their Kalashnikovs with beads and colored tape. Inside, Pacha Khan's brother, Commander Kamal Khan, sits cross-legged for an interview. "Everyone knows the people in Gardez are with Al-Qaeda," he says, in a charge that is oft repeated and completely unsubstantiated. "We have thousands of soldiers, and we are ready to fight with them anytime." Noting that 24 of Pacha Khan's men died in the fighting, his younger brother Wazir Khan adds,
"Pashtun people never forget who is the enemy."
In contrast to the bravado of Pacha Khan's commanders, many of the foot soldiers appear eager to forget the enemy. After nearly a quarter century of war, they welcome the Prime Minister's plea for his countrymen to bid a farewell to arms and let a new national army assume the job of peacekeeping. A group of Pacha Khan's border guards passes the time practicing a Pashtun love song. Inside the hojira, or guest room, of their dingy headquarters, seven low-ranking officers sit on cushions and drink green tea. Their pay is less than $4 a month. Their commander is a dispirited man named Simar Gol, who says he's been a soldier half of his life since he was 15 years old.
"We will tell Pacha Khan that we don't want to fight anymore. And if he wants to fight with Safula, the chief of Gardez, they can fight between themselves. I'm tired of fighting and keeping guns. If we have a national army and they are responsible for security, we will be happy to give them our guns."
Each soldier is asked, what is his dream? One by one, they lean forward self-consciously. "Because of the fighting, we cannot work," says one. "If there is peace, I'll do anything. Open a stand in the bazaar, easy or hard work, it doesn't matter. I'm tired of fighting." Another says, "I'm graduated from school, and I want to take an exam and be a student in the university if I'm not a soldier." And the next one, "I'll do everything I can for peace in our country. Then I'll throw away my gun forever." Finally, a giant of a man with the neck and shoulders of a grizzly bear declares, "We are thirsty for peace." His comrades in arms nod solemnly. 40 miles away, across a steep and snowy mountain range, a Toyota Hilux slides through the muddy streets of Gardez. In the bed of the pickup ride two militiamen cradling AK-47s, alert for another assault from Pacha Khan's troops. Prime Minister Karzai, reportedly furious over the warlord's unprovoked attack on Gardez, recently appointed a new governor for this province. Pacha Khan is said to be still fuming that he was denied the post. As the pickup bounces along between adobe-walled houses, a haggard-looking soldier riding in back named Ghulam Sahi smiles wearily.
"I was a supporter of all the governments in Afghanistan. Under President Najibullah and the Russians, I was an officer. Later, I joined the Mujahideen to fight the communists. Later, when the Taliban came, I was Talib. Now I'm with the Gardez militia. When we have a national army, I'll give them my gun. I've carried a gun for 20 years. I've been wounded 10 times. I don't want the gun anymore."
No one here expects the men who make up Afghanistan's multiple armies to lay down their weapons. Warlords like Pacha Khan in Khost, Ismail Khan in Herat, and Abdul Rashid Dostum in Mazar-e Sharif are regional potentates to whom obedience is unquestioned. But the words of these militiamen are an indication of how reluctant they are to perpetuate the cycle of warfare. John Burnett, NPR News, in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan.